Hey guys, thanks for watching Ike Live. It's brought to you by Mystery Tackle Box. Please check them out. They've got a great product. Go to mysterytacklebox.com.
If you use the coupon code IkeLive, you get 50% off
Sweet.
Your first Pro Box. That's
$12.50
for a almost $50 value of baits in this box.
There you have it. Welcome back to Ike Live. I hope you're having a wonderful Saturday night. I know we are. We just heard from the one and only David Dudley, and dude, it was good. It was good. Cannot thank him enough for coming on. Dude, especially Brian Carpenter, especially the night before
the only practice day
yeah. in what is one of the biggest events of the year.
Yeah, what's the payday on this thing?
That's $300,000.
Jesus.
Yeah, that's awesome. So I really do appreciate him coming
Same
on.
Same here, man.
Yeah, that was awesome. The stories are so good. And I mentioned it talking to him, but I want to bring it back up real quick.
Was that a little look into what watching NPFL is going to be like?
I hope so. He's
insight, dude.
He's outspoken. He's not afraid to speak what's on his mind. But what we were saying off camera here while these commercials were playing, dude, although he grew up in Virginia, which is, you know, like culturally, geographically different, he would have fit in well here because that was a lot. You know, we weren't coon hunting as kids, but we were doing that same shit.
Yeah, we were bagging frogs and hitting with wiffle ball bats.
Yeah, I mean, we were basically doing that same stuff. So, you know,
we did
playing splat bluegills.
Yeah, we used the New Jersey gig, the wiffle ball bat.
Wiffle ball bat to the head. All right, Dave, you had something you want to talk about.
Yeah. So we have a lot of young people watching. You were talking about ice fishing earlier.
Yeah.
So 2 days ago. The lake, Haddon Lake, where you had a lot, you know, where you had all, three or four of the first Ike Foundation kid fishing events.
Yeah.
My son and two of his friends came up with a genius idea. They were going to cross the ice lake. Ooh. They were going to go sledding on the hill.
Yeah.
And they were going to walk across the lake. They get all the way across, about 50 feet from the shore. All three of them go through the ice.
No.
And it was thin enough for them to swim their way back, I guess, so they could walk. But
oh.
So you young guys watching, stay off of the ice. There's a reason that your parents, who you think don't know anything, tell you to stay off the ice. It's because they know something, okay?
So officially, and this is what I've heard now, ice fishing the last few years, officially to be safe ice, to where you don't have to worry about anything, 4 inches is safe ice. So that's a lot of ice, dude. That's pretty thick. So, yeah, stay off the ice.
Same as a slab.
Yes.
Concrete slab in your house.
Yeah. As you notice, I don't know, you get a little close-up of Dave here enjoying some Tin Cup tonight.
I got the rye.
Yeah. Brian the Carpenter is drinking some Tin Cup as well, and I'm having a Founders tonight. So shout out to Founders and Tin Cup.
Oh, so good.
Also, one last chance. I want to remind you, if you're watching over on Facebook, it's your last chance to like and share the feed. You'll be entered in a chance to win this amazing Ike Live gift bag.
Can you share on YouTube?
I don't know if you can share on
YouTube.
Yes,
but you share it to other sites. You don't
on YouTube?
Yeah, like if you hit
YouTube guys, I'm sorry.
You can then
post it to
your other, like there's no way to share through YouTube. Yeah. But like it's not like it comes up on my site.
Because I feel bad. There's guys over there that we ignore and we don't mean to, but I just don't know how to make it work, but I appreciate you guys.
Yeah, you can share and like.
What?
You can share and like, Pete, but all right. It doesn't.
All right. We might have to update our thinking.
No, nah, like I'm going to.
We might have to update
somebody
our
younger
thinking.
In here.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you very much. I don't know if you knew this, Brian, but we are the only live podcast, video podcast, that does an MTB unboxing. Yep. And we're going to do one now.
While you're setting that up, can I bring up we almost had and we threw out – Rich posted it for a minute. I promoted it on today's Bass U Zoom seminars, and then we changed our course of action. But Barstool Outdoors Young Page Views Ben Friedman was going to come on tonight.
Yeah.
But we weren't going to get the Ben that we want. We were going to get Ben dipping out of a wedding – into the coat room to check in on us or something like that. So we're going to get Ben on real soon.
We're going to get Ben on. It's going to be great. I can't wait to have Ben on.
I'm a big fan of that dude. I love the way he ran that page, how he set that up. And big fan. So
big fan
coming.
Too.
Just official, Pete, you can't share a live stream. You can share it after, like I said, but you can't share it while it's live. I just went on. There's no share option.
I didn't conflict with your live stream. I said, can you? The question was, what could you share? And the answer is yes.
Oh yeah, yeah. I said yeah. Okay. I thought you were saying you could do live. Sorry, Peter.
You ever see where two people end up like this with their cars in an intersection? Two old Polish guys. I felt like that was just about to happen.
No, it didn't. They got four. We're trying to solve this YouTube problem.
Polish cock block. You guys, right there.
Yeah, well, 20 years ago, you'd had enough juice to keep going.
Yeah. We are going to unbox green box tonight, which you noticed the last few shows we've been unboxing the green box, MTB green box, which is the elite box. And you've heard me say it many times before. This thing comes to your doorstep once a month. It's like Christmas to your doorstep. And it puts lures in your hand that you might not normally find or buy on your own. So we're going to open this box. I'm going to grab something here, Dave, and I'm going to pass it over to you. Oh, I already got what I need.
Is this going to anybody tonight?
Yeah, this might go to you. All right. I already got what I need. And I'm going to start here. And you ready for this? Talk about a timely lure. And this is one that's a staple. I picked out the Marabu Pro Roadrunner. Okay? So it's basically a Roadrunner, which is a Marabu hair jig, and it's got a little blade on it. So it's like a fish head spin with a Marabu jig combined in one, and this is the Pro Edition, so it's got a better hook. It's got a lifelike eye. It's got a really nice willow blade with a swivel. Dude, for cold water, for finicky fish, look at that white color, shad color. I would definitely throw that Roadrunner bait right there. Dave, what do you got?
I got a cool one. I got Pocket Pack from Woo. It is tungsten weights that come with the what are these called?
It comes with the bobber stops.
Bobber stoppers. That's the bobber stops and the beads in the event that you're gonna
dude,
run
that's
a little
smart.
Like all in one pack.
Word?
Whoa. You see that?
Nah.
Dude.
That could be a game changer.
Pocket
right there.
Pack Woo is the name. I guess Woo is Woo Tungsten.
Yeah. So it comes with tungsten. Two weights,
the bobber stop, and a couple looks like
beads.
Beads.
Yeah. Yeah.
Pocket pin.
Oh, shit.
Wow. Super smart.
Pretty cool.
Yeah.
Very cool. Pete Glusick, what do you got in your box today?
Well, I only have the Pro Box.
Pro Box is good as well.
But I love the Pro Box. I got this. This is just a soft plastic Excite Baits, and it is a auger tail style worm. And this is crazy. This looks like the old man's auger tail.
Old school
worm.
Yeah.
And the reason why I'm bringing this up because we had this come up. I was on BTL. Shout out to Mark Jeffries and Matt at Bass Talk Live. And the question came up, when was the last tournament that was won on a ribbon tail, auger tail style worm? That's the question on the table, Mike. Can you recollect?
Wow.
I'd like to call
it. I got an idea. It might be a few years old, but
that's a great question. I don't know if I know that off the top of my head.
When I tell you, you're going to be like, oh, I remember now.
Yeah, I remember it too.
Is it exclusively on that style worm, Pete, or did the person use other baits as well in the tournament?
On this style worm, Brian, I got it. I can't believe you came up with it.
Yeah.
Come on, keep going.
Oh, yeah, the local dude that fished the brush piles that he planted.
No, it wasn't that.
No?
You fished around him this whole tournament.
I did.
And you won. Nicest guy in the world.
Oh, Charlie Hartley. Charlie Hartley. That's right. Brian Kershaw style, flipping around Pierce. Man.
Yeah.
With a
ribbon tail. I think he was using a power worm. I don't remember what he was using.
Huh.
But it was this kind of worm. So that's my pick.
Good old ribbon tail.
Wasn't Chris Lane doing that, flipping pads on the St. John's in 2014 with a black worm with a blue tail?
I don't know.
I think that was one of his follow-up baits in that tournament. He was flipping a power worm that had a like the royal blue, the tidal water blue tail.
Huh.
The old ribbon tail. Who? You don't hear about it much. but it still has won tournaments. Brian Kirchel won. What year was that, Mike? Do you remember?
Gosh, it has to be 97.
Brian's right again.
94. It was a black shad culprit that he used.
And he found it floating.
Red shad. It was red shad.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah. Was that 94?
1994.
Wow. Yeah, we were in top rod.
We already had a banquets going on by then.
Yeah.
We were running.
Yeah, we were running. We were up and running.
How about it?
Yeah.
I remember that moment of silence.
Yeah.
At our banquet, man.
Huh. Brian, what do you got on the green box?
Dude, for real?
Elite box. What do you got?
How'd you pass up on the baby?
Because I knew you wanted that because you're spending all your money
on
that stuff now.
It's a Mike Buka's bullgill.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
How many joints?
Three of them.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mike Buka.
That's funny.
Dude, it's a legit bait.
Legit. I like it.
And Chase Bates Rip Snorter.
Mike Buka.
Oh, it's another underspin.
Oh, yeah. Underspin. Oh, I like the looks of that, too. Yeah.
It's pretty rad looking.
Yeah.
Yep.
Very, very cool.
And a Rebel. He's still making Rebels.
Rebel.
Best.
Best. That was in the best bin. Remember they put the bins out? Yeah. You'd rummage through those bins. But the crankbaits would sometimes come out of the plastic sheathing. So you'd be down there rummaging around. And
Luckily, the hook sucked back then.
Bargain cave.
Yeah. Bryce got some kind of message here up on the screen here.
Yeah, I don't know what that said.
I don't either. We're going to – what is that?
Well, you threw it out to the people.
Okay. Well, here you go. We're going to start – this is the part of the show. We haven't done this in probably, I want to say, two or three shows. But we in the third segment here, we're going to open it up, and we're going to get a few of our viewers in here to chat with us and hang out.
Me, since he's set up
attack Dave and all that stuff. But I think we've got our first one joining us right now. Who are you? Where are you from? Thanks for coming on the show.
Hold on, let me get the right Zoom meeting because all the audios are all fucked up.
Yeah, you got to turn your audio off, homie. You got the show on in the background.
All right, got it off now. Am I good?
You're good.
You're good.
Hey, Dave.
This is Drunkwood in Kentucky, John King.
Yes.
That's how are you? Awesome. Yeah. Dave, I sent you all those owl nudes. Did you get all those photos on Instagram?
Oh, dude, they were awesome. Great shots, man. They were very clean shots that dude took.
One thing I was interested you didn't talk about with Dudley was fishing Eufaula with the MLF and then the NPFL going right after. I felt that MLF just said FU to the NPFL.
Ooh,
just step right on them.
Yeah.
Wow. Good catch, dude.
I'm glad you brought that up because we totally missed that.
Why didn't you message me, bro?
Yeah, because
that was a problem.
Yeah, think about this. Dude, yeah. Pete Glusick, weigh in on this with me. There are 1,000 places they could have picked, right, in that quadrant of the United States. 1,000 places they could have picked. And yet they went to Lake Eufaula the week before the Party Rock organization. That's interesting. That's very interesting. Pete, coincidence?
Well, man, number one, Lake Eufaula is a
Pete,
community.
Explain this.
There's a community there that is anxious to host tournaments.
Right.
Not every community is anxious to host tournaments.
Right.
A lot of communities, it's very, very difficult to get permitting, to get like-minded people that want you to come.
Right.
So, you gotta take that into account. It was a place that was available,
Right.
I'm hearing about this for the first time. I think it stinks, but so what's going to happen? Explain this to me. So they're going to have the MLF and then immediately have a NPFL event?
Yeah.
No. There's a couple weeks in between.
Oh, jeez.
NPFL doesn't start until March 11th, but the MLF Red Crest is starting this week. So I mean,
that's like an eternity. The Chesapeake Bay has 200 boat tournaments every 3 days.
Yeah, but this gives Dudley, and they, watch how the National Fishing League or Professional Fishing League comes out on this, because Dudley's going to have already been on there.
Right.
He's going to have more insight.
True. Right.
True, watch true, how true. It sets up for them, and it's later in the season, closer to spawn. Watch how it sets up for them to be a bomb, dude. Yeah, it's going to be amazing.
It'll be way better.
Yeah.
It'll be way better.
And you got a guy that was just out there calling the play-by-play.
That's a great read, Dave.
Yeah. That's exactly what I was thinking, Dave.
Yeah, you're so smart. We can thank John for making Pete make excuses for the other league for no reason.
Right.
Pete, you didn't even have to do that. There's plenty of time.
Pete Biden, everybody.
You know, I got skills. You guys can use them anytime.
I got another question. You guys didn't bring it up today, and I saw it on the message boards. How about Quantum? No one's talking about kind of
the backdoor Quantum.
Zebco got bought out, and Quantum's really not doing anything. Kind of lost everyone.
Good call. Ooh. Good call on bringing this up. I noticed this the other day somewhere. This. Maybe it was Bass Fan, and I was a little taken back by it too. So, freaking Strike King lose buys Zebco Quantum, Pete.
Wow.
So, you know, think about some of that stuff there. First one is, you know, and I work for a couple companies that are sort of have that bigger conglomerate. But, dude, that's a bad. I don't ever like that in the fishing industry where a company starts just buying up other companies.
And then they start, and then all of a sudden they start a buddy trail, and you can only use their boats.
Well, I mean that happens. That happens. But
and they call it the U.S.
an open,
the fake open.
Yeah, yeah. But I think it's overall I think that's a bad thing when that starts to happen. I'm not a fan.
They lost a lot and they seem to be losing market share with what they were doing. And it's interesting to see because Kevin went over to lose. He was a Quantum guy.
A lot of guys
forever,
did.
Forever, you know?
Yeah, so did Hackney.
Yeah.
So they literally bought the company. They stole the anglers and now they're using lose. And then they buy the company of the brand that they represented. So I wonder if are they going to kill the brand or are they going to switch it to a –
Well, I think they already weakened it so much that they could buy it at a low price.
Quantum will now be your entry level bait caster company.
Huh.
Well, so that's something I heard today was Quantum will now be like the lower end model of an entry level bait caster.
Even
company.
Below Cast King? No. Not possible.
Well, it's interesting because I saw a Gerald Spore photo where he was pumping Quantum reels. So I guess he's
interesting.
So here's something
pumping low-end reels.
Here's something more interesting, guys, than all of that. The SEC, the Security Exchange Commission, is looking into the Bass Pro acquisition of Cabela's.
For real?
As and they should.
It could absolutely thwart the whole entire thing, yeah.
Okay. As they should.
Right. Yeah. But I did get a buddy of ours, Lee Means, sent me a message that the ABA 150 is on Eufaula next week, too, so...
Wow. Can I comment that I'm really disappointed in everyone on this podcast right now that we haven't taken the moment to wish Brian the Carpenter a belated happy birthday.
Thank you, John.
Well, so, John, you're not a part of the inner circle. So you don't understand how this works. And I'm going to explain it to you, buddy. It's not a rip on you. No one's birthday gets acknowledged except for Mike's. Like in June, it's like Jesus rolled another 400-ton rock out of the way and comes out of the cave. Come back, guys. Like every
That's
June, it's like that.
True.
My birthday, I'm the eldest. I get no respect. I get forgotten all the time.
Every time.
John McGraw gets a little bit of respect. Tom gets more than I do.
That's bullshit. I actually wish Brian happy birthday twice this year. Once on his real birthday and once on a birthday that wasn't even his.
Mike's birthday, Becky shows up at our houses and lights bottle rockets off in front of our own house.
Maybe we celebrate even if he's not there.
Hear ye, hear ye.
Hey,
this June of the 16th.
17th.
All right.
Dude, it sucks. I try to remember Dave's birthday every year for 40-something years, and I still can't.
Dude, the only birthday
I know it's somewhere around Thanksgiving.
The only one that's easy to remember is McGraw's, because it's on fucking New Year's, for crying out loud.
Yeah. It's the same as my dad, so I know that's how I remember
that's
McGraw.
It's the only one that's easy to remember.
Yeah. We ought to start having, like, a calendar of days and hours and minutes countdown till Mike's next birthday.
The webpage needs a running clock.
Well, I already know what I'm getting Pete for his birthday, a new set of headphones.
On Mike's birthday, Becky treats the pillow he slept on the night before like the Shroud of Turin, but puts it in a like a heat shrink pack. For future generations to admire.
The Shroud of Turin.
look what you started.
Beck gets her old butler to come out.
I just want to know how much plowing Riz has done actually this winter year.
What are we talking about?
What kind of plowing are we talking
snow
about?
Or?
Oh, let me go full screen.
Are we talking snow? Are we talking something else?
We talking slippery wallet?
Riz, you gotta answer the question.
Damn it.
Go ahead, force your
response. All right, go ahead, Riz. What's the answer?
Well, how has this year been for plowing? last year was a little rough, but this year I really started to spread my wings and fly.
Despite all the COVID restrictions.
I can't come back to the studio now. Thanks, John.
Riz is still plowing away. What COVID?
For what?
Oh, God. Yeah. My rib hurts now.
That was good, John.
My rib.
Brian and I were talking, like, our generation's COVID was AIDS, right? They had us all thinking we were all going to get AIDS.
Yeah.
And I'm going to tell you, I told Brian.
Thought, dude, it was so bad, you thought you could give yourself AIDS.
Yeah. No, listen, dude. Listen, I'm going to tell you a story. So I had an ingrown hair on the side of my head last week, right? A real big, and it hurt like hell, and it made me think of something. So I'm in high school, and I don't even think I was intimate yet. And I worked at a supermarket, right?
Yeah.
And I had this giant lump down in the nether regions.
Yeah.
And I worked with this guy, the night manager, name was Billy Brancata. And Billy was a guy, like, all we had to do was get him talking about his youth. And if he wasn't talking about his motorcycle or his car, he was talking about punching people in the face in Philly. Like, he was one of those dudes. And we didn't have to work. Yeah. We'd all get him telling his stories, Cobra and we'd all Kai. Just stand around and listen. So out of the blue, like, I'm bringing up awkwardly about this lump. And then, like, everyone separates, and Bill looks at me. He's like, come here. He brings me into the back, and he's like, I know you got something. Let me see. No, but it wasn't like that,
what?
Dude. I showed him. He's like, ingrown hair. That's it, dude. I was like, in this day and age, dude, could you imagine? Like, he was cool. He was being like a father figure, you know what I mean? But this day and age, he'd be arrested.
I'm no doctor, but I'll take a look.
But he said, let me see. And I didn't even think twice.
Oh, my God. The world has changed, bro.
The world. So let me get a question. Let's see everyone's pick for this week's Knoxville Tennessee River Bass event.
Ooh.
You got to remember, we had a shitload of snow and ice, and it's 30 degrees, and Tennessee is shitty.
Yeah, I drank too much for this.
Man, Pete, you want to get in on that? On that guess?
I'm biased. I'm picking new.
Brian New.
Oh. Yeah.
All that's right. Who I was going to pick, man.
Well, here's the deal. Here's the deal. He's from the North Carolina area. He excels in the cold weather tournaments, although the Florida tournaments has been where everybody's seen him. But this is his strength, fishing in this kind of condition. And he's got the elite win behind him now. Hmm. He's got the momentum. How many times have we seen a guy with momentum just roll? Hmm. I'm picking new.
Okay.
Hey, Pete, you do know that Matt Robertson is signed with you guys, right?
Yeah.
All right, pick Matt Robertson, you dipshit.
Well, he didn't sign with me.
Yeah.
No, I think Matt's a good call. You know, he had a bad one. You know, a lot of times your motivation is there. When you have a bad one, you want to go out and kick ass the next one. Yeah. I'm going to say Stetson Blaylock.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Good pick.
I'm going to say Stetson.
I'm going Chris Zaldane on this one.
Zaldangerous.
I'm basing this off some history, some, you know, I got a laptop in front of me, so I'm cheating a little bit. So I just pulled up a few results, you know, dating back.
You catch the classic there.
2019, you know, the timing of the year is not that terribly far off. I'm going Zaldane.
Zaldane's a good one. Dave?
Brian?
Good, Dave. Who do you got?
Dave Brodzik's going Ott Defoe.
Yeah, I was thinking more. I was thinking maybe, I don't know, maybe Trait Zaldane?
Yeah.
Listen, going, I don't follow
Dave's
like this.
Dave's going Trait.
I don't follow Dave's like this, guys. Trait. I really don't.
All right, you're in on that
Buck's,
one, Dave.
Buck Stronghold, who you picking, dipshit?
Thank Mike Huff.
There you go.
Kentucky guy fishes that area.
Oh, that meant
no. Oh, I will say I will pick Zaldane. If Zaldane doesn't get a top 10 cut, he needs to shave that mustache and go for a new route. So
you think it's bad luck?
Oh, it's terrible bad luck. His wife hates it.
He wears it well. I think he wears it well, though. He looks good.
I like the look.
Oh, he does wear it well if he's working at fucking Chi-Chi's.
If he's flying, if he's flying Colombian Bam Bam over the border, like in a little tiny Cessna.
No, but here's the thing with facial hair. And like some guys probably aren't like this, but you know, I'm superstitious. So when I would start rocking something like that, dude, if it was going bad, 2, 3, 4 events in a row, dude, it's the first thing to go. You know what I mean? Like you got to change it up. Yeah. If it's a mustache, get rid of it. Try clean. If clean's not hacking it, full beard. Full beard's not, you know, you got to keep changing up.
You know what that comes
but you can grow a whole new set of facial hair in a night. So, I mean, come on.
You know what superstition comes from? It's not something we ever really had. It's from our calcified pineal glands that they've done through poisoning our water.
What?
Yes.
What?
Google calcified pineal gland and just do it. Don't.
Pineal?
Yeah. Back in the day when I was like, I picked the phone up and you're on it because I was coming to call you.
Yeah.
We have a connection.
Yeah.
Okay. How many times, like, dude, I was just thinking about you.
Yeah.
And you know, like,
yeah.
That's your pineal gland at work. That instinct, gut instinct. Being able to sometimes see things and predict future events.
Third eye.
Look it up. Yeah, third eye. Just look it up, man.
I'm with all that, but where the hell did you come up with calcifying in your
Because he's talking
water.
About superstition. I'm saying the base root of all that bullshit comes from a confused understanding of what we used to know.
The calcified,
thanks, Dave. That would have saved me two marriages ago. I appreciate the information now.
And again, this was based in no fact or history.
Google. How can you say that? Google. You don't even read one article about it.
What's a calcified?
But I mean, I don't know how you can say that when you've never looked into it. You know what I mean?
No, you're right. Let's talk about
what you're saying has some legitimacy to it, okay? Like when you're fishing, if you make that cast and like. A second before you actually catch the fish, like you know that you're gonna get a bite.
That's the gland. That's the pineal gland.
And this actually happened this year. I was having dinner. It was just me, Heather, and Logan at the table. Luke wasn't eating dinner with us. And Heather goes, "Did someone fart?" And I farted. But she said, "Did someone fart?" And then I farted.
Wow.
Like Dave said.
Huh.
See my cap. My...
Don't ever do that again.
I'm joining another podcast.
This is the end.
Hey, so we got another caller in the queue. John, great stuff tonight.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Yeah,
that was awesome.
The only thing, front lit. John, look at me. Front lit, not back lit. That fucking front light lit. In the background's killing me, dude. I want it in your face, not behind your head.
You look like the composite sketch of a rapist right now.
Who do you think you are, Al Linder?
Yeah.
Front lit, John. Thank you, buddy.
See you guys.
Dark web. Like a dark web commentator. Founder of Backpage, everybody.
That's awesome. All right. We've got another guest here on Ike Live tonight. Who are you? Where are you from? How you doing?
So it says Drew Gregory on the is his ID. Drew, you got your microphone on? Can you hear us?
Yeah, Drew. Yo, dude. Hey,
hold on. He'll catch us in a second.
I don't think he has his mic on.
Yo, dude.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah, he's muted.
Light it up, Drew.
Take it off mute.
Light it up.
Here we go.
Calcified pineal gland.
Yeah.
Where's the gland located?
They poisoned us through our water. It's in your brain.
It's in your brain?
Yeah.
No shit. Huh.
Drew, you got to turn your mic on, buddy. Just scroll around the screen. Rich, help him out. Dave, tell us more.
Say something. Can we hear you?
Mike, you remember Dudley Earl in the early years on Champlain?
On Champlain?
He was one of the first to run the Ticonderoga.
Was he really?
He was in that group because we were all scared to death because the water was so big and huge.
Yeah.
And he just took his boat and ran 60 miles south, and we thought, Dudley's just being Dudley. He's off the charts, you know?
Hey, Pete, on that note, what's the most treacherous part of Champlain you ever hit at one point that you can remember?
Cumberland Head, there's no question. I mean, that's the most treacherous part. And when the south wind blows and bounces off that big peninsula.
Is Cumberland Head the big dickhead-looking island?
No, that's like around like that's right around like that's right around what is that, the Pigeon Island, right in Plattsburgh. It's
right outside of Plattsburgh.
It's the whole gut of Plattsburgh, dude.
Yeah. It's that big point. If you're going north, you got to drive around that big point. Yeah.
Butler and Knight are on the Vermont side. I'm trying to think Bixby Island. It's Bixby Island, right around Bixby.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cumberland Head is treacherous and it's bad, but it's nothing like Cape Vincent when the wind blows out of the southwest. You know. Cape Vincent is the worst that I've ever experienced in all the places that I've fished. Second to Cape Vincent, Mike, you remember this? Lake Marion and Moultrie down at Sandy Cooper.
Oh, God, yeah.
When you're coming out of the diversion canal and you're going out into the big lake and the waves are monstrous.
Giants.
Giant waves. They're the two worst places in the world right now.
I hit one
in the world.
Yeah, Pete, one time the mouth of the Sass coming from the south when we launched out of the south for a BFL, the mouth of the Sass wasn't as bad as I've ever experienced on Champlain where you said in Plattsburgh. Yeah. But man, dude, the mouth of the Sass one time, it was terrifying, dude.
It's bad. It's bad there. And there's what's the Elk River? What's that? Elk Neck.
Yeah.
That's like when the wind blows out of the south and hits that point, it's going against the tide. Oh my God!
It's funny you should say that because when Mike first got his big boat, Pete. When Mike won the big boat in '94, he and I went down there and launched out of Elk Neck,
and
he didn't know how to fight big water, and it was big water that day, dude. And we were spearing. Oh my God, it was terrifying. I was like, this is what big boat driving is. Like, dude. Where's my crawdad, man?
Yeah. I remember Soli telling the story of him driving from Philadelphia to the Middle River.
Yeah.
And he come out of the Elk River and hit the bay with monster winds and just beating his partner to death and his boat to death. and I know how rough it is because when the wind's against the tide, you know how tight the waves get and how hard it is. But he went there. He caught like a 10-pound limit out of the Middle River, you know, fishing for an hour and then drive. He spent his whole day driving through snotty, nasty Chesapeake
Like 135
Bay
miles one way.
For 10
pounds. Just like all the boaters are going to have to do at the new Open tournament that's going to be launching out of Baltimore.
That's bullshit.
Yep.
That's so lame, so crooked, the whole...
What are you talking about?
Mike, that the U.S. Open tournament that you sent me the text about, they're launching in fucking Baltimore.
What U.S.
Dude, they're launching. The Johnny Morris Bassmaster White River boat thing, the Open.
Fake Open.
It's the closed, but it's going on the Chesapeake, and it's being launched at the bridge below Chester River.
Jeez. Like,
way down, like below the middle, below the all those rivers down there, Seneca and all that stuff. It's around the big island on the main part of the bay. They have a big launch ramp. It's a beautiful launch ramp. You know, if you know, you got a giant saltwater boat, but it's beautiful launch ramp there. And that's where the launch of the tournament for this event.
You can see the bridge from there, can't you?
Well, it's
at the bridge. It's like there, you know.
So what do you have to? You have to be a Ranger owner for that event, or a Nitro owner, or what was the
Ranger? It's Ranger, Nitro, Triton, you know. Or they have some saltwater boat models too that you're probably better off in that model.
Yeah, so it'll be interesting. You'll see how bad Nitros really are, because there'll be pieces of them the whole way back.
Well, what I worry about, Mike, is the tracker boat guys, which all want to be in that tournament. I would be too. I want to be in that tournament.
Listen, at the end of the day, dude, what is really needed in bass fishing is a high level buddy trail. I love a buddy tournament. It's awesome. We need that, man. We really do need that. I thought this was it. Unfortunately, it's not. It's an owner's tournament. But I would love to see eventually somebody come forth with a high level buddy
trail. There is. At South Jersey Bass Club Association.
Boom. for real stuff. And damn it, it was
give away some boats, man. Make it fun. And the only, you know, if we can have, you know, kayak tournaments where it's all paper and everybody trusts each other and it makes sense, you know, we got to find a way to have a buddy tournament where it's legal and it's trustworthy and
put a
some
little
kind of,
spy in each boat.
Nobody's pineal glands are crusty.
Calcified.
Right, Dave? Come on.
Exactly.
I'm with you.
You shot it down.
How dare you?
You shot it down. Very
no,
rudely.
I shot it down.
How dare you?
You made it up. I've been 40 years of putting up your made up math.
Google it.
Google that shit.
We're not talking math.
Fake science.
Take some Advil. Come on.
I didn't tell the diameter of the pineal gland. I just said this calcified by our poisoned water. That's all.
The government is poisoning the water.
They want a dumb population. That's all.
Well, Drew, I don't know why we can't get your microphone connected. You're not.
Try again, Drew. Can we hear you?
No.
Say something,
look
Drew.
Like he's talking, like you know.
He's calcified.
Drew's actually calcified.
Damn government.
The government.
Don't drink the water, Drew.
All right, let's do this.
Eviler than you think,
let's
man.
Let's do this, Riz. Let's get ready to announce the winner here in just a second for this gift bag.
Give me like 30 seconds and I'll have it
for
you.
No problem. So want to thank everybody that watched over on Facebook tonight. If you participated in the like and share, Riz in just a second here is going to pick a winner. So thank you for like and sharing. Yeah, Brian, what do you got?
Dude, I know you saw it, Dave. I don't know if you saw it because you're not really dialed in just yet and you probably never will be, but you're kind of dabbling with the social media. But our boy Oliver Nye is down in Florida right now and I don't know how it came about, but he fished with Roland.
It was awesome.
He had a day on the water at Roland Martin in Okeechobee.
Him and his girl fished with Roland. That was cool.
Could you imagine, dude?
No.
Could you imagine a day on Okeechobee with Roland Martin?
No.
Wow.
Seriously. It'd
be awesome. I saw one of the pictures he posted. You know how like Instagram sort of crops some of them until you know, whatever, you like expand. Maybe it was Facebook.
Yeah.
Until you expand on it. And I thought it was Oliver and Roland waiting in the water. And, like, when I first saw it, I'm like, that motherfucker restaged Roland in his heyday.
Yeah, remember that?
Yeah.
Getting out there in the grass.
And then I was like, oh, my God, I can't believe he did
that. Awesome.
But then I, like, clicked on the picture, and it wasn't. They were just standing on the front deck of the boat.
Okay.
But I thought that for a second, and I was like mad because I was like, "Damn, I want to do that."
Because being kids from New Jersey, you thought if you stood in waist deep water in Florida, you were going to get consumed by a snake or a gator. Like
Dude,
we didn't, you know what I mean?
I mean, I just remember those videos and pictures of him.
They're the best.
With that big ass willow leaf on that spinnerbait.
Or buzzbait.
Catching big ones, dude. God.
Do you remember the one that he lost? Like he was filming, and he caught this giant fish waiting and he had it right in his hands and he was about to show it off to the camera and like, you know, do rolling and explain how it all went down and he lost the handle on it and it just went back in the water.
I don't remember that one, bro.
Oh man, it's priceless. Well, I'll find that video. I'll send it to you guys. It's priceless.
Yeah. Oliver's like, dude, he's 80 years old. He would like set the hook and GoPro, start recording, just like a machine. You know what I mean? Out there with Roland.
Yeah.
Jacked an 8-pounder, no problem.
That's awesome.
This is Roland. This is Roland saying GoPro, start recording.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where'd they fish? Okeechobee?
Yeah.
That's That's cool.
Yeah.
Very, very
love
cool.
That guy.
I'm jealous.
Yeah, about that. We should all be, everyone should be jealous of that.
Yeah, I'm jealous.
Yeah.
Yeah, good for him. He's a playmaker.
Yeah.
Wyatt.
We have Wyatt.
All right, Wyatt.
Wyatt.
Good name. Good name.
How you doing? Welcome to Ike Live. What's going on?
God,
good
damn
job, Bri.
You know what? I can't fix the stupid of the world.
Are you saying it's Wyatt's fault? This is two in a row.
What has he got? What is he showing us?
I don't know.
What is that? He's eating? Look at that.
Guts? Is that
cooking? Oh, yeah, it's guts.
Is that raccoon?
It's raccoon heart.
Hold on, Wyatt. Wyatt, connect to the audio, bro, please.
Bottom left side of your Zoom connection, Wyatt, will be mute, unmute.
Brian's pleading.
Please.
Any right. audio?
All
right. Talk to us.
Let me get one more that's not connected.
It's on the bottom left side of all you guys joining
Let's
us.
Let's not. I'm tired.
I got a winner.
All right, Rizzo. Oh, Riz got a winner.
What time is it?
It's late. Riz got a winner for the Ike Live gift bag. Riz,
that's
what do
right.
we got? Who do we got?
The winner of the Ike Live gift bag tonight comes directly from the state of Georgia, Brandon Hancock. Congratulations.
All right.
Brandon Hancock, winner of the Ike Live gift bag tonight. Brandon's actually related to Herbie Hancock.
Herbie.
I don't know if you knew that.
And Graham.
Yeah.
Graham Hancock.
The original Rocket song. Yeah.
Rocket.
Yeah.
Herbie. All right, Hancock. You guys there?
We got audio?
You got me?
Oh!
Yes!
Oh! Jesus! Oh! It actually
no
worked.
Freaking way.
Holy hell, it worked.
Yeah. What did I miss? Last 10 minutes.
All you had to do was just push on right. mute.
We always save the best for last.
It felt like hours.
Listen, the show's already off the rails anyway, so, I mean, come on.
Right, what does it matter at this point? What does it matter? Still watching.
Dude, it was all testing perfectly. I was on BTL like 2 days ago with the exact setup. The setup I always use, I don't know what's up, but we're here now, fellas, so let's enjoy it.
It may be a producer issue.
Hey, can you maybe –
you know what, Wyatt? You don't win anything.
Wyatt, can you mail Pete your old headset? Because I'm sure it's better than what he's using now, looking at what you got.
Wyatt, you still have your Walkman from the 80s. You can mail Pete.
Pete bought those headphones when he was buying his gas station sushi.
Yeah. That's back in 58.
Dude, truck stop sushi.
You know, back in the 80s, we had the big earphones. It's streamlined now, guys. Yeah. You got to step up.
That's right. Streamlined.
Yeah.
All right. So, all right, Wyatt, what's going on? Give us some good info. What do you got going on?
All right. Well, a couple things. First of all, Pete, very tough to follow you on BTL, my friend. That's not easy, man. So great job over there the other day representing the Bass U and all that you guys do.
Appreciate you.
So I got an Ike story.
Uh-oh.
I got a story.
Uh-oh.
Coming with stories here. Ike, I don't know if you remember this, but on the Susquehanna River, the Hobie BOS, right?
Yeah.
I was going to say, this is a kayak.
We talked in the parking lot for a little bit afterwards, chit-chat. And I tell you what, man, I got quite a few friends from working in the fishing industry and on the kayak fishing side, been doing it for a while. Quite a few friends in the Elite Series, MLF, you know, you name it. And I've just been around a lot of those guys. And some of them kind of are to the point where it's like, hey, it's a job, no doubt about it. But your passion, dude, and you're just pissed off at yourself for not being able to do any better than you still got in the money. You know, you're like 12th out of like 100 and something people, right? I got fourth, by the way. But anyway, I'm just saying, dude, your passion was unreal to me that you were so angry and still determined. It doesn't even matter that it wasn't a $5,000 entry fee and a $300,000 or $100,000 check, dude.
Yeah.
It was all about just you and the puzzle and trying to figure out those bass better than anyone else. It was pretty cool to see, man, that you haven't lost a bit of that spark. And that's what makes some guys a little bit different, you know, out there that are professionals in this, you know, sport. So kudos to you on that, man.
I appreciate that. I appreciate that. And I remember you and great job in that event. And it's honestly true because it's like, I think back to when, you know, we fished as kids. I think back to top rod tournaments. I think back to Federation, to everything, and every event, like goddamn Winter League that me and Brian fished for $300. Like, you know, the feeling's the same. It never changes, you know? And But in that event, even more so, because it was semi-new to me, you know, and a new format. fishing in a way I don't normally fish, you know, in that style tournament.
Yeah.
So I'm motivated to win anytime I fish. I freaking ice fished the other week, and I wanted it wasn't even a tournament, and I wanted to beat him, you know, through the ice.
Yeah,
I love it. I hope I feel like that till I'm freaking 90, you know. And I'm definitely going to come back and fish some kayak events in 21, and I can't wait to try again and try to do a little better. Yeah,
I'll see you out there, man. It's several of them. I went on to win Angler of the Year last year for the Hobie Series.
I was gonna say we got AOY on here, Wyatt Drew Gregory.
Yeah. Yes,
good name, dude.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Sound
like
that.
Yeah.
That's out there, man. That's a hard title to win, dude. I've gained a new respect for that, and we've talked about a lot of shows since I fished that event, and God, there's so much there that from afar. You know, if you don't kayak fish and you just look at it from far, you're like, oh man, whatever.
Nah,
you know,
it's a whole thing.
Oh dude,
it's a whole thing.
It's a whole thing.
Absolutely.
It's just as tricky. There's more strategy. I'm serious. There's more strategy there than in a normal tournament.
Or at least as much.
I think more, but very, very tough. And great job, because I see what it takes to win that.
And a great name, too.
Not easy.
Tell you what.
It's not easy, man.
Well, his name was Drew Gregory, but tonight he's now Wyatt.
Yeah, Wyatt.
Wyatt Drew Gregory.
Here we go. Now, look at him.
Yeah.
He's
here we go.
And he's Wyatt.
Look at that.
Wow. Got to show it off here. Okay.
I'd like to get one of those.
Come on, man. Let's see it. I know you're going to fish some this year, so hopefully we'll see you.
I'm going to fish two. My goal is to fish two events this year. I'm eyeballing Champlain. I'm eyeballing the Susquehanna, of course.
And kayaks?
Yeah, Ticonderoga.
Dude.
Come on, bro. Fuck, I love that place down there. Are you kidding me? It's not retarded.
Yeah, but you're thinking about Main Lake, and you could do Main Lake, but honestly, man, what's cool about the kayak and the reason why I got into it and so many people did is to get in those creeks and those rivers and the backwaters, man. Like, there's a lot of big fish there. A lot of them, exactly. Tons of them. I'm going to be at Champlain. I look forward to seeing you there.
I'm going
to
get a trophy. I'm looking to get a trophy.
What, Walmart?
You get a trophy this
I haven't
year?
Had a trophy in a long
Walmart.
I haven't had one
Walmart
in a long time.
Trophies, bro.
Nah, I'm looking to get a trophy.
But you're not going to fish the Ike Open, the Celebrity Pro Am with Brian again, because you don't want it. You want any parts of that?
No. No, like social media, Brian, like Instagram, Brian, Facebook, Brian. Look how many. He doesn't let me finish
two
this.
People.
There's never lets me finish this.
Because
go ahead.
You're a lie. Everything about you is a lie. It's a lie. I treated you great. God damn you.
Instagram.
You called out my bigger fish and kept smaller ones.
Look,
Kelly
won't let me finish, dude.
Tell your lies.
So yeah. Well, that's fine. Gotcha. Instagram, Facebook, Brian's hard to fish with.
You know what, dude?
Look at him.
What the fuck did I do? That show's over. Fuck this.
The show's canceled now because of this.
Yeah.
Now, Dave, everybody, I mean, we all have multiple personalities. Look at Pete.
Right. I just have one. It's awesome.
Now you've got more than one. Now, we heard we heard the other personality of Pete in our, with our other guest. You called our guest Drunk Wood to the table. I like that, Pete.
Well, that kind of pissed me off, you know.
That was
upsetting.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of people in this room that upset me from time to time. You know, I'm actually pleased that Brian and Dave are going at each other and not me.
So I'm done with it.
The heat is off.
It's kind of cool that I can be a spectator.
The heat
is
off. That's right.
But I'm thinking about your Champlain tournament. Like South Bay for a kayak.
Yeah.
Like everybody would run to way down there with the water chestnuts. What's down there that guys, you know, can access with a kayak?
Yeah.
You know,
South
I'm
Bay.
Interested.
A lot
yeah.
of shallow water yeah. down there. Yeah.
Yeah.
Gotta be
that's right. We can crank up the outboard with the Tacoma and just launch wherever we want to launch. So we can get down there. A lot of the tournaments out of Plattsburgh, they can never get down that far, you know? So we're going to be able to figure it out in a different way and see what it has to offer. I can't wait, man. I'm pumped about that one.
Now, do you know, I know, you know, a lot of times leading up to the event, they'll announce the actual boundaries. Do you know, is that one wide open, like all Lake Champlain, or will they announce the boundaries as it gets closer to the event?
Yeah, so AJ McCorder, he's a tournament director. He'll announce it a little closer, but I mean, in general, they definitely leave the entire lake always open. It's just going to be the question of, are they going to cut off any free flowing rivers, you know, a certain point? You know, a lot of times you hit a dam, you know, right. The river will go up, you hit a dam anyway. They don't have to make a boundary because that's already in the rules. You hit a dam, obviously, that's no longer the same ecosystem. So
right.
They may cut some off, but I really don't think they're going to cut too much of that off because, see, that's the beauty of how kayak and bass can get along really well. As long as we keep our boundaries open to where we can still do the main lake stuff, the bank stuff, but then also go to the creek stuff, you know, the river stuff. We're not really going to merge too far into the bass boat lane where bass boaters get really ticked off at us and they're just trying, they just see us like mosquitoes. They're swatting away like, ah, these freaking kayakers. Why can't they, you know, let them go up the creeks and rivers, which is what the kayak's for, right? So I think that they're doing a good job of keeping enough like boundaries open. We can kind of do all the above and show the versatility of the kayak off, you know?
Yeah. Well, I got another question for you, too. So this year I want to try to fish two Hobie events, but I wanted to dabble in a couple of the other series. So I was looking at a BASS event on the Upper Bay, and I was looking at a KBF event on the Potomac. Are they run pretty similar to the Hobie BASS events?
Yeah, man. It's pretty similar. So there's a few small differences, and it doesn't take long to explain them. Basically, Hobie BOS and Bass are about the same entry fee, around $250, $260. And then KBF is $100, but it's a weekend of tournaments. So it's a Saturday and Sunday, but they're two separate tournaments. So if you don't do good on Saturday or you can't make Saturday, your kid's got a birthday party, you can do either or both. So it's $100. So essentially it's $200 a weekend.
Yeah.
And then Hobie is 2 days, but Bass is only 1 day. So I feel like if, you know, like Hobie might be considered to most people as the more elite level just because it's a 2 day tournament, which really kind of separates the competition, whereas Bass is one and then KBF's, you know, one each day, but they're all essentially scored the same way. Catch, measure, photo release with, you know, your catch measuring board. And then you take your photo with the phone and that's pretty much how it works. I mean, I think most of you guys watching probably, you know, seen and heard how it works. So it's a lot of fun, man. If you never fished any, you definitely got to get into it. But I would definitely check out both those events. I might hit that Upper Potomac. You know, I fished the Susquehanna a little bit. I'm sure some of that will be in bounds up to the dam. So
yeah,
I want to go hit that one and going to fish several KBF events. I'll hit Lake Murray next weekend and then Pickwick, Wilson, and Wheeler after that. And then head back to Dardanelle and the Hobie series. And I'm going to try to qualify for the AOI for all of the trails. That's actually the other difference. Bass doesn't do an AOI yet. Hobie and KBF do. So that's another small difference because Bass only has 5 regular season events and the 1 championship, which by the way, in terms of your the news of all the changes, right? Bass just announced yesterday or today it was that the tournament, the championship that's held in conjunction with the classic got moved from Louisville, Lake Louisville, to Possum Kingdom. So that's another change that just happened kind of out of the blue on everybody there. So, We'll see. Yeah.
Interesting. Well, I hope to see you at least one or two of the events, Drew. And again, congrats on a great season last year. And I'm looking forward to competing against you again.
Yeah, man. Should be fun. Hope to see a lot of you guys out there.
Yes, sir. Thanks for coming on the show tonight and causing a brawl.
Thanks, Drew.
All right, guys. See you. Thanks.
Yeah, you got it. It's awesome. I want to wrap it up. We had a great show. It's 10 o'clock. I want to thank our guest, David Dudley. He's probably sleeping by now, thinking about all the stories that he told us. I want to thank him for sure for coming on. Also want to thank a couple of our Instagram guys, Drunkwood and Drew Gregory, for coming on. I want to thank all of our guys, Rizzo, Pete. Thank you guys for participating tonight. Brian the Carpenter for producing a great show.
Yep.
Dave Brodzik for starting a fight tonight. And thank you guys
go ahead,
for
Dave.
Watching.
One last shot.
Dave. What do you got?
I'm good.
Yeah. you don't want to hear that tired-ass argument again while you won't come out on the boat?
Cheers. Yeah. Cheers. Cool. Hope everybody has a great weekend, and we'll see you at the next one. Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
I like that.